This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah!
Fun, 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 fun. Dom dropped the ball, not doing his job.
I didn't think he was going to remember.
I was going to, but I didn't want to jump on the mic.
Because you've always been so shy and reluctant to do that.
I do when I'm called on. Or else I become another producer around here.
Who's
that a shot at?
No one.
Bechtold?
No.
You said it, not me.
Somebody else. Dom, I will tell you, a long time, I would call him a true P1. Like, we are the number one preset on his
You're really
going to
tell him this?
Yeah, I'm going to put him on till.
Oh, no. Don't do this to the guy.
Why?
Because it's just going to hurt his self-esteem, and I don't want that right now. His brother's graduation's tomorrow.
I got to do it. I'm sorry. I let Pandora out of the box here. We had a longtime, very loyal listener, a personal friend of mine, say, oh, hey, cool. I didn't know you guys had a female producer that you guys had just hired. And he said that to me right after one of your headlines. And I said, who are you talking about, Dom? He goes, oh, no. Yeah, that is Dom, isn't it? I'm very sorry. So a little squeaky on the A little Sean McDonough squeak on the voice there, I think, for you.
I mean, that's okay.
You sounded like a hot chick.
I mean, that's okay. In August, I'll just go back to the best journalism school in the country and do something that most 21-year-olds aren't doing. So if that guy wants to keep with his sophomoric humor, then that's fine. It's not something I haven't heard before.
The best part is he actually probably is the one person who will appreciate your rebuttal like that.
50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. 62 degrees, the game time temp for the Pirates in San Diego tonight. That's fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. We've had so many people come down and say hello at the Piatta Italian street food location, North Fayette, The Point. Today, our buddy Bill from
Rivers
Casino,
man.
He brings us our coffee and stuff there. Had a health procedure that has kept them down for a few weeks.
He's on the mend, though.
That he'll be back when we head over there this Thursday.
Very pumped to see him, man.
Yep. We had a guy who seemed to be balancing fatherhood duties. He had a small child with him.
You got to get the kid out of the car, put the kid in the stroller. It's pouring out. He came in with a donation. $20 or more.
Gets a shirt.
And we love shirts in
Pittsburgh.
They're very nice. They're like the good soft T-shirts. We also had the gentleman who came in, Pony. I did say this. It looked like it was a guy who donated a healthy amount of money. Denny.
Yep.
He kind of gave me a cross between Jerry Dulac, Ric Flair.
He did, for sure.
Like, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, holy crap.
So you come by, make a donation of any kind. It's to help volunteer fire departments. It's to kickstart our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon event, which is going to be held on Thursday. So we've got a boot, fill the boot like they do at fire departments. I think this boot has been worn. It looks that way to me. And it's filled with loose dollar bills right now. And if you do, like Mulsey said, there's a shirt waiting for you. Also, we've got some cards to give out for free food here at Piatta. So you've got about an hour to get down here and see us. Jason Mackey is going to follow us at 6, and then Pirates Baseball. They're in San Diego. Open Phone Friday is also 15 minutes away, so you can call. What's a female name that starts with Dom?
Dominica.
Dominica? Is that a name?
That's too close.
Did we just make that up?
I think Dominica's a name.
Is there a human being out there named
absolutely.
Dominica? 412-928-9370.
I was going to say Domatella, but no, Donatella. No, I guarantee you there's a Dominica out there, probably in Italy or like a Spanish-speaking
country.
So he
is standing by to field your calls at 412-928-9370 for the segment that you get to pick the topics at 515. The Athletic and Tim Britton, who's their baseball writer over there, put together a list, because this is now all the rage, and believe me, we will be doing a lot of this over the next couple of months between the end of mini camp and training camp. The 25 best games of the 2000s in Major League Baseball.
Oh, man.
Right?
Oh, boy.
So there are regular season games on this list. There are wild card games on this list. If you had to guess, where is Pirates-Reds in 2013 on here?
To be very clear, this isn't like most necessarily closest games. It could be just all around the experience, like the whole thing, right?
Well, I mean, I'll give you an example.
That game was not anticlimactic. It was an incredible, like, bring to fruition that season. Beat them like a drum.
Number one is Game 7 of the Diamondbacks-Yankees from the 2001 World
Series. I think that's the correct pick.
I'm fine with that.
I would imagine Cubs and Cleveland from 2016 should be two.
It is two.
The last time I, as a grown man,
and then the David Freese game from the Cardinals,
jumped off my couch and yelped was when Rajai Davis hit that ball out. And I thought Madden was going to cost
them. What does a Mulsey yelp sound like?
It was like a yelp slash a shriek.
So can you do an impersonation of it? Like an impression.
Ah!
So you were sitting there in your house.
And like jumped in total
and
shock.
And I'm presuming Alex is next to you.
No, she was asleep. Ah! She was asleep. Yeah, I did like a Starkey random like bird noise. I mean, it's Rajai Davis. It's Rajai Davis dropping one over the fence
against
Chapman.
Former Bucko Rajai Davis, for the record here.
He had a good at bat, and then Chapman just tried to drop that slider in, and he just sent it over. And then I thought in that game watching it, because that was before I think the Cavs finally brought them a title.
And it was.
I had some long-suffering, you know, quasi-Cleveland fan thing going on. I thought that Madden was going to cost them the World Series by leaving Chapman out there to die on the vine. He threw this meatball-like slider that just hung there to Kipnis, and Kipnis, I think, just fouled it off or something. I thought Jason Kipnis was going to hit a walk-off game winner like Mazeroski in that series.
And Davis's 2 years with the Pirates, how many home runs do you think he hit?
Three.
Zero.
Not surprised. That was also part of the reason why. Do you know who made the last out of that Cleveland game?
That's a great question.
He grounded out with a runner on base. I think what's his name had doubled that one. Who was the guy? He was a dude who I can't even think of now because he just kind of
was it Lonnie Chisenhall?
No,
that would have been fun.
Michael Martinez.
Ooh,
grounded out. Anyway, do I think 2013 Wild?
Yeah, where do you
is?
Think it ranks?
I bet you it's in the 12 to 17 range.
It is not.
Higher or lower?
It was a trick question. It didn't make
the list. Okay. No. I'm not. So that's kind of – but I sort of sniffed that out because that's why I asked you, are they talking about sheer drama? That game was a 6-2 beating by the Pirates. Like, they hammered them. It was also like a banged-up bad version of Cueto.
Can I be honest with you? I go back and forth on this, and part of the reason why I struggle with that game now is because I've been persuaded by the Paul Skeens rhetoric, believe it or not. Skeens, before the season started, insinuated very strongly that he thought it was kind of lame that the apex moment for the Pirates since 1992 was essentially a play-in game to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, like a quasi-playoff game.
Yeah.
No different, really, in stature or substance than a game 163 like the Rockies played in the Rocktober.
And look, I mean, that's the shot heard around the world in 57 was a mini series to get into the World Series. So, I mean, tiebreakers have had huge significance.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I mean, you don't need to tell me because I was here. I understand the catharsis of it for people. And it ended a long drought and the blackout and the Cueto drop ball.
The
atmosphere and the Russell Martin
is probably going to be unmatched.
Yeah, and all that stuff.
Yep.
But in the, like, I think even in the Pittsburgh sports pantheon of great games, it is very overrated.
Like I separate two things, though. I'd say that the atmosphere was unlike anything I've still ever seen, but the game itself was like a ho-hum, dominant win by them.
All right, so let me then amend what I am about to say then. I understand that if you were at that game, how being swept up in the emotion and the craziness and the Nirvana's Kabbalah.
He's got his stuff.
Yeah, he's getting ready to take off here. I understand how if you were there, like it is one of those.
I'm going to tell my grandkids about it. Yeah, okay.
But fine. I mean, but if you weren't, why would that game resonate as much as big Steelers playoff wins or Penguins?
I don't know. I think you do get accustomed to success in any sport. Like, think about the Braves of the 90s, how they couldn't sell out Turner Field in the late part of the decade because it was a fait accompli that they were going to win that division. So they played the divisional round in the first two games.
You love bringing that up.
But I think it's true, and it's relevant to the point. Here's another one that ties in to a much more famous and much more tense Pittsburgh playoff game of the century. Good seats could be had for a shockingly low price at Joe Louis Arena Game 7 in 09. I know friends that went. That were like, yeah, like it was a big deal there, but like you could get in for a pretty good amount, like a pretty reasonable amount, because those fans were spoiled. And so, like, you ask, why does it resonate?
I mean, I know someone who
football
walked
games. It's because you hadn't seen it in 30 years. You hadn't seen anything.
No,
like
I know.
You've been you'd been such like a kicked in the face. Also ran.
I know
that it did matter. But I get like why Paul Skeens feels the way he does. And subsequent years since have made me look. On what I guess it's mainly because of what happened after. They hosted three straight games like that, and then they lost the next two. I've become more jaded about that game because of what's happened since. In the moment, I was like, this is the most – I remember how pissed I was.
See, I was actually going to expect you to say the opposite. I thought you were going to say
– how fond I feel about it.
Well, because it seems like it's such an impossibility again that the fact that they were there and they won – I thought you were going to say I cherish it more, actually,
no,
for that
like,
reason.
There's a bitterness that set in that they clearly had like a window to try to keep that going and that they've done such a horrible job of it since. I mean, I remember in the moment, though, being so mad at our then boss because he made sure he got in the building on a press pass.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting there at my house then at the Mexican War Streets watching it on TV. I could hear the fireworks.
I was at McFadden's with Mike Kearney, of all people.
Oh,
do you remember him?
Kearney was a great hang.
I liked Mike a lot.
I still like
Mike. I don't know
Mike.
What's going on with him.
He's a nice guy. He's got like a family printing business.
I used to see him every year at the Colony 4th of July party, which I've not gotten an invitation to that, so I'm assuming Jim
I don't know
has,
if they do it every year now.
Has a burning resentment and anger towards me that he's harboring.
I don't
harboring,
think they do it every year.
Or he just has canceled it because he's retired and
yeah, I don't
old
think
now.
They do it every year now. Jim's a grandpa now, so I know he's like loving that life.
Kearney yes, was, another thing where
Kearney
he sent
was always
you
a great
pictures
hang.
Of that and didn't send me any, by the way.
I think he kind of intended for me to show you.
It was like too labor-intensive or intrusive to send a second text to me with a picture of his
Jim didn't grow up with cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. Yeah, I'm not surprised, though, that the Pirates game is not on there because, I mean, stakes-wise, it was a lower-stakes game.
No, but there are wild-card games. I told you, there are wild-card games that are on there.
I assume Tampa's rally to win a wild – I didn't have a big rally to win a wild-card game.
So the highest-ranking wild-card game –
no, Kansas City, didn't they win a crazy
game? See you, Mark. Kansas City over Oakland in 2014. That was the night before the Pirates lost to the Giants. That was a 12-inning game. What, is he asking questions?
I don't know. I just shook my head no because chances are it's probably a question.
Are you on the Pomp Show Sunday?
I am on Pomp Show Sunday.
Oh, I'm
all
not.
Right. Mark, we'll see you there. That anyway. Probably could have a text or just, you know.
He just wanted to do that because he knew he was, you know, creating what he thought was great content. So the Royals-A's game, right?
Yep.
Where is that ranking?
That's sixth. The Field of Dreams game between the White Sox and Yankees made the list when they built that ballpark.
Oh, I think that's like – I think that's hokey.
So do I, in Iowa.
I mean, what about the – did the Pirates game where they played at in Williamsport make it?
No, it did not. That was, again, the famous
Field
time where –
Field of Dreams. Let's have a catch.
That's when Rob Manfred hung up on me and Cook with that
oh,
game.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Roy Halladay's perfect – or no-hitter made it.
I mean, it makes sense when you look at the list, but I honestly, when I saw it, the article originally and didn't know the content of it, I just assumed that I was going to scroll down and find the Pirates-Reds game there.
I'll be honest, 22, Mets-Braves last year, I remember watching that with you, game 161.
Yep.
That was I had no skin in the game. I think I wanted you, because you're my friend, to get like the good result there that you wanted. We were in the studio. That was a thrilling experience watching that. And there's nothing better than being with like-minded friends who want to watch sports and having that unfold. And then to do – I remember distinctly feeling in the moment like, wow, my job is to talk about sports. My co-host is extremely invested emotionally in this particular game. And, oh, my God, this is actually happening right
Open
now.
Open Phone Friday. The next segment is your oyster, 412-928-9370. To call in and talk about whatever you want. Intern Dom standing by, 412-928-9370. Or at Piata Italian Street Food in North Fayette. We're here to support a great cause. The volunteer fire departments of the area need our help. So you come down here, you make a donation, fill the boot with any amount of money you can muster, $5, $10, $15, $20, $100 for the deep pockets. And it goes a long way. We've got T-shirts we're giving out and also cards to get free Piata pockets here. 412-928-9370, the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line. Open Phone Friday is next. 5:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. We're live at Piata Italian Street Food in North Fayette at the Point. Our Fill the Boot promo going on right now. Stop by, drop off a few bucks. We'll hook you up with a T-shirt. We'll give you a
20 or more
pass
gets a t-shirt.
Here to get a Piata pocket, which is just an amazing Italian burrito. Malzi's chomping down on a really nice looking salad.
Good.
That looks
Dude,
tremendous.
It is real, real good.
And so you still have 45 minutes to come by and see us. Several listeners and friends of the show have made donations, which we're really excited about. This is Open Phone Friday time. So you get to call in and talk about whatever you want at 412-928-9370. Let's start with Travis in Clinton. Hello, Travis.
Hey, guys. My daughter might be screaming here shortly, but that was me that swung by. It was nice to meet you guys. Sorry I couldn't speak. But my question, who's going to win the U.S. Open in a few weeks?
Ooh.
Tennis or golf?
Come on.
Oh, who cares about tennis? Come on now. It's all golf.
Well, Travis, you're talking
French
though,
Open going on right now.
You're talking
Roland
to
Garros.
An extreme tennis head. Pony loves tennis. I actually like it too. I don't watch as much of it as I should, but he means U.S. Open at Oakmont. They ain't playing the U.S. Open tennis tournament here in Pittsburgh at the North Park courts or something. So
there are some clay courts.
In Schenley or no?
No.
No, it's elsewhere. You're right.
But I saw clay courts in Pittsburgh, and I was stunned by it. So someone, an astute listener, is going to text in and tell Dom where those are.
Did you know that they were playing carpet tournaments on actual carpet as recently as 2018 on the women's side? Indoor carpet.
What?
Yeah. I had it as a sports trivia question, and I got it wrong.
Let's see here the odds for the U.S. Open.
I mean, Scheffler's the favorite.
Favored to win.
Scheffler was the favorite at the Memorial.
He is, plus 310.
Dude, he was the favorite plus 188 when he was still four shots off the lead this morning at the Memorial. I have no idea. I haven't checked in on to see how he did. I think it's going to be a guy who generally drives it straight and hits fairways because that's like the extreme part of the test out there.
Okay. Several guys do that on tour. They
are
pros.
Rory, Bryson, Scotty are like three easy popular names.
Those are the three favorites according to the odds.
Well, I think that also Oakmont generally, I know Cabrera was kind of a surprise champion, but I think Oakmont usually produces a very worthy champion. Dustin Johnson was at the height of his powers when he won it in 16. I'm going to give you who I think wins it. I'll give you one dark horse. Who I think wins it is the most boring answer possible. I think it's going to be Scotty. I know. One dark horse. The guy has never won on U.S. soil, so it actually is a pretty big dark horse.
Fleetwood?
Yes. Tommy Fairways, he hits tons of fairways.
I don't think that's going to happen.
If the course is bone dry, I do think he won't have any distance issues. If he's hitting fairways, I think he can stay in it till the end, but I think it'll be Scheffler. Frick Park, clay courts.
There you go. I thought it was
Square.
Frick. That's the second time I've had a guess in my head in the last 2 days where I was afraid to say it because I thought it was going to make me look stupid.
There's
Brian Arakpo yesterday and now Ford Park.
Oh, what the frick?
Now Frick Park. My eyes went to Sungjae Im. That's 41-1.
So you always like picking a long shot, though. Like you're picking a value bet.
Yes. He's not a huge long shot. But
so you think he will win. But you're giving me what you would like to bet on. Like you're giving me the melding of could actually do it.
I like a guy that's not exactly today's athlete in terms of the body, if you catch my drift.
Is that a Dusty Rhodes?
I don't know.
I don't look like the athlete of today. My hiney's a little big.
I like a guy that's got a little meat on his bones.
Man, there aren't a lot of dudes. Like, back in the day, you'd have your Lumpy Herons, your Colin Montgomerys.
Craig Stadler.
I mean, even Mickelson got all trim.
John Daly.
Boy, somebody who fits that bill.
Yeah. Shane Lowry's a heavier guy.
He's also, I think, built for this. I can just say, I know these dudes are a million times better than I could ever hope to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I do think that rough is deep enough that even though, like, I struggled to hit out of it, they are too. On a different level, they just won't be able to even think about birdie when they're in the rough, and they're going to have to struggle to make pars. I think the winning score, give me a winning score, because I think it's going to be between +4 and +6.
I think +1. Here's Debbie in Apollo. She's next. Hello, Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Deb.
What's up?
Hey, I'm calling because I listen to you guys all the time. I'm a 71-year-old grandma. But why I'm calling is because I have a son-in-law, and his name is Domenico.
Oh, well, I said Dominica, so I put the female version out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, he does have a cousin, but she's in Italy, and my son-in-law is Domenico, and he's from Italy. And actually, they just left to go back there to visit just yesterday. So, okay.
Debbie, have you been to Italy before?
No, but they have a home in Calabria at the tip of the boot. And no, my granddaughter goes to Pitt, and she's studying there.
Oh, congratulations on all her success.
Wait, have you been to Italy, Pony?
I have for my honeymoon.
Oh, I thought, yeah, you did Italy and Greece, right?
I went to Greece for a wedding, but it was not my honeymoon. So I've done both of those European destinations.
And you don't really
Thank you, Debbie. Have a great weekend.
You don't really like the transatlantic flight, do you?
I don't really remember the Greece one. Because I was passed out, and then Italy,
pretty
much. And then Italy, I was more awake for. I've gotten better at it.
I guess those business class ones, though, where you just sit in like a pod if you can afford it, or make that like a totally different ball.
For sure, I agree with that.
Like lay down, got your little suite.
Here is an interesting entrant into Open Phone Friday.
Uh oh,
Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing is calling.
What?
Hello, Jake.
Hey guys, how are you today?
We're good, Southside Jake. This is an unexpected treat.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to, comment on something I heard the other day. Pony, it was you, obviously, I think Chris is probably having the worst day of his life on the golf course, battling explosive diarrhea.
Correct.
So Kenny Pickett, we know you were kind of, I guess, ragging on him for, I guess, his fourth team potentially in an, under his rookie contract. Now, you know, I'm not a Kenny guy. We all know that. I think he was a flash
in the pan.
We all
know that he knows.
What a flash.
We all know that. I think he was a flash in the pan at Pitt, and he sucks. Yep. But I think, honestly, in my opinion, the Pittsburgh Steelers are pretty much to blame for him being on his fourth team if he gets cut by the Browns. I mean, he was overdrafted, first and foremost. And the expectations for a first-round quarterback is a starter. He's not a starter. He was in the perfect situation in Philly to be a backup. And I was just wanted to comment that.
Jake, how do you reconcile that with Dorn? Because I feel like you guys are pretty close, and Dorn is still a staunch Kenny guy. So
I mean,
just avoid the topic altogether, or do you berate him with anti-Kenny stuff as much as you possibly can?
No, I did a little bit for there when everyone was on the Kenny train, because I, like I said, day one, I was never a Kenny guy. But yeah. Dorn, it's kind of a sore subject. We just don't talk about it, except when playing West Virginia, because I will root for West Virginia over Pitt.
Ooh, wow. Thank you, Jake. Call back anytime. See ya. Now, I think he's a guy who lives in Pittsburgh who picks West Virginia to beat Pitt. Penn State fan? Or is he Notre Dame, maybe? Or is he one of these wild card fans
So Doran's Miami uncle coached
was great
at Penn State, right?
Yeah.
So Doran doesn't have, like, total antipathy there if you because there's the uncle connection to Penn State.
You don't think so?
I mean, like, he could be friends with somebody who might root for them because, like, they're...
Oh, yeah, but he also tweeted famously that he wanted to start a dynasty mode
with
Penn State.
That's right. That's one of Doran's greatest all-time lines, in my opinion.
He does hate Penn State.
Maybe Notre Dame is a neutral kind of ground there a little bit. Because Pitt's had some success against Notre Dame. They've knocked off good Notre Dame teams and been completely jobbed by...
If you're a Notre Dame fan and you hate Pitt, it's only because you're a Notre Dame fan living in Pittsburgh.
I
don't think Notre Dame fans at large hate Pitt. I don't think they care about Pitt.
Where on the list of 2000s Pitt moments does Tyler Palko's post-game speech after the big win in South Bend rank?
I think that's another one of those scenarios where it resonates much more with Pitt fans who lived it than college football fans in general.
Sure. I mean, yes, it does not.
Because that Notre Dame team wasn't very good.
I'm saying Pittsburgh sports fans.
Yeah, I think it's...
My a friend of mine who's from Belle Vernon, Sierra, she married Eric Gill, the unlikely hero of that game with that long catching
run. That's 04, so that is the team that lost to Utah, right?
I thought it was later than that for some reason. I thought it was I think you're right about the year, but I thought it was later.
Well, that, you know, Malsy, there's this thing called the internet that's going to allow for me to look this up right now.
Wait a minute, I thought.
And if EJ Borghetti wasn't off to bigger and better things, he might be.
I could have swore that was a Shady team.
November 13th, 2004.
43-41-38. No, okay, you're right. You're right. I guess that would be it. Eric Gill have a massive game there.
They got hot there at the end, and that's how they ended up representing the Big East in the Fiesta Bowl. Which Paul Zeiss tells a story about how he was out there in Phoenix for the week. And, yeah, Eric Gill, 6 for 89 and a touchdown.
Yeah, that was he had a big game.
And Pitt players were partying so much that he was texting all his friends who had bookies back in Pittsburgh to tell them to bet everything on Utah. Yeah.
That sounds about right. They're in Juarez. They were in where for that game? The Fiesta Bowl would have been in...
Oh, that's in Phoenix. You're thinking of El Paso.
I got confused with El Paso for a second.
Jake just... Oh, no, that's wrong. Never mind. Nope. That's not someone else's number that I don't have saved in my phone. Here is a member of our lunatic fringe, Johnny the Barber. Hello, Johnny.
He's the leader.
He is. He's the president. And also the
proprietor
of BFF. Hello. We're good.
I just wanted to say BFF is coming up with an announcement. Actually, it's some news. It's Aaron Rodgers is going to sign with the Steelers, but the holdup is finding... is Zach Frazier's vaccination status. Aaron will not play, will put his hands under a vaccinated player, and it's tending to offer a slight problem.
That's the kind of insight you can only get from BFF's extensive network of 10,000 barbers. Yeah, 10,000 barbers can't be wrong.
Mm. No, and this is the real holdup. So if Zach Frazier would get with the CDC and get his vaccination card updated so we could find out, you know, if he's truly unvaccinated and worthy of being under.
Has BFF branched out into WFF wrestling folk, BWF,
Barber Wrestling Focus,
to weigh in on the Colin Dunlap wrestling match that's been proposed on social media?
Oh, we propose this. Any day or night, 24/7, 365 days a year, BFF will provide me to wrestle that little shrimp any day of the week. I will make
folk style or freestyle, Johnny. Folk style or freestyle.
I'll take freestyle. I'll take folk style. I'll take all.
How about Gangnam style?
I can't believe that. That's midget wrestling. That's not even like full size wrestling with him.
Again, little people. We can't use that term on the radio. Anything else?
OHIO.
Thank you. You've been getting texts out to Wazoo on this wrestling.
I really have.
Proposal.
I've been sent the tweet like legitimately probably 9 or 10 times already by 9 or 10 different
people. So people think that you are going to get the biggest kick out of it is what's happening.
I guess. I mean,
and you are getting a kick out of it because you're still laughing about it. So, yes, the people that are sending you that are onto something. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We're at Piatta Italian Street Food, North Fayette, for another half hour. Still have time to come over here and support our great cause, which is the Fill the Boot promotion. The money goes to volunteer fire departments. It's part of our bigger aim, which is our Big Five Alarm Marathon event, which takes place Thursday at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department. 2 minutes away from a TGIF at 6 o'clock, Jason Mackey, thank you, sir, comes your way with some thoughts on Pittsburgh sports. But first, a headline. Live from Piatta Italian Street Food in North Fayette at the Point. It's the PM team. Still have time, a half hour to stop by, make a donation to help volunteer fire departments. $20 donation gets you a great shirt. And we also have cards to give away free food here, Piatta Pockets.
Oh, it's so good.
You crush that salad.
It's so good, dude. Very, very tasty stuff here, Piatta. I'm a huge fan. And then Marissa, the marketing coordinator here, she's a volunteer firefighter.
Penn Hills.
With Penn Hills.
Keeping
so
Richie Walsh and Aaron Donald's family
extremely
safe.
Extremely circular right now how this all works today.
TGIF is a segment that spawned outside of football season because at 5:30 on Fridays in the fall, we talk about the Steelers' next opponent in big game. We don't have that now, so we span both the Pittsburgh sports landscape and the globe to find things that we'll be watching sports-wise this weekend. Mm-hmm. Pirates and Padres in San Diego, 9:40 first pitch. The Padres are 31-23. They are right in the mix in the NL West, of course trailing the Dodgers, who have a payroll of over $330 million. The Padres have a payroll over $200 million. Mm-hmm. It is ninth in baseball. The Padres are spending more money than the Red Sox and Cubs. And even though it is a big population there in San Diego, it is one of the smaller television markets. And they obviously compete with also the Dodgers and Angels for eyeballs and dollars in that area. They are the exception to the rule, for the record. There really are no other examples of smaller market teams
just saying screw
that
it.
Spend to the degree that the Padres do.
The late Peter Seidler, their former owner till he passed, was behind this. Do you remember, Pony, I'm asking you this for a reason, so trust me, it's going somewhere. Do you recall the year where Seidler just said, I'm going in, basically, and we're going to do this? Was it around 2021, post-COVID? Does that make sense to you?
No, it was when they brought Machado in, so yeah, it would have been after COVID.
Okay.
Machado, Bogarts, they make the Soto trade.
So 2019, they had 2.3 million people come to Petco. That's 10th in the NL in attendance. 2020, throw it out. So then they go, that was a team that was not good. Then they bring in Machado and all those other guys. Their attendance in a year where it wasn't a full year of it was third in the league. Okay,
yep.
Fourth in the league the next year in the NL. Second in the NL in 23. Third in the NL at 3.3 million last year. They are currently second. I'm going to guess
the Dodgers
have to be first.
Yep.
At 1.1 million already. I'm going to say this very clearly. if you spend it, especially in a city with weather like that typically, they will come. Those fans actually did say, oh, wow, you're spending a ton of money on this team?
Yeah.
We're going to show up, and it's going to become one of the best environments in baseball. They haven't even gotten anything out of it, like, in a major tangible way yet, but they're trying.
They've been to an NLCS. They haven't been to a World Series.
But they're trying.
They are.
There's virtue in that.
No doubt. I mean, I think it's also very reminiscent of what happened in Cleveland once the Browns left for that brief period, where the Indians became the show in town, and the Indians spent a lot of money when Jacobs Field first opened. And Petco's been around for a while, but now that the Chargers are gone, it's a one-team town. And so not only is their spending happened maybe serendipitously where the owner's just like, we're going to go for it, but it's also at a perfect time because they're not competing with the NFL there anymore. So I guess that's my way of saying I don't think that the Pirates could ever, you know, match that because the circumstances and situation is just very different. But, I mean, the difference is $209 million compared to $90 million.
You can make that, you can close that gap without going beyond your comfort
it's just
level.
It's not supposed to be David versus Goliath when the Pirates play the Padres.
But it
it's
is.
Just not. Now, maybe I can easily look up Padres TV deal money here.
They don't have one anymore.
They don't. You're right. They're MLB.
They're MLB, like, streaming or whatever, digital, and, like, over. They're over the
here
air.
Here it is. Ready?
They were the first over-the-air team.
The Padres initially had a 20-year, $1.2 billion television deal. However,
that's
the Diamond Sports Group
year,
filed for bankruptcy, leading the Padres to lose a significant portion of that revenue. MLB stepped in to cover a portion of the lost revenue, but the Padres ultimately received a fraction of the originally agreed-upon amount. Think about that, Chris.
The Pirates television deal, that one was originally valued at $60 million. Everything I had heard was that the Pirates' most recent deal had been in that exact same frame money-wise, like $50 to $60 million range.
And it's probably less now that they're not with AT&T Sports anymore.
Okay, but the point is, Peter Seidler, the late Peter Seidler, just said, screw this. And you know what is the one quote that'll stick with me from Manfred forever about that? I got real
Manfred
mad.
Manfred Mann.
Yeah, Manfred
Blinded
Mann.
By the light.
Rob Manfred
he got
was
revved
asked,
up like a douche. A douche?
A deuce.
A deuce or a douche?
Revved up like a deuce, another roller in the
but
night.
But it sounds like douche.
Yes. Wrapped. It sounds like wrapped up like a douche, another whatever.
A feminine hygiene product.
Yes. Anyway, Manfred was asked about Seidler spending all that money when Seidler was still alive.
Yep.
And about what the Padres are doing. And he basically said, that's nice, that's cute. And he literally then finished with, we'll see how long it lasts.
You're
like,
right.
He didn't like,
he gave it a negative connotation.
He made it seem like, what are you doing? You're like ruining the whole thing here. Why are you spending all this money? I thought that was bunk, by the way. I'm glad they still are trying to spend. I'm glad the virtue in trying, like the amount of goodwill I am willing to expend on the Padres because I know they're trying is just, it's momentous. Anyway.
I went to a game there last May. And it was awesome. They immediately put Stella on the Jumbotron,
Gaslight
which I thought
District.
Was really cool. We didn't really do that because we had
that's
a
kind of the
kid with us.
That's the touristy part.
But the ballpark's great. I mean, it's
don't
aged
they have, like, a sand
wonderfully.
Pit in center field, like a play area?
They do. I don't know if they have sand.
Like, a way out beyond there, there's a place for kids to play where you couldn't really even hit a massive home run.
Yeah, it's a great vibe.
Ball doesn't travel there either, but they figured out a way to build a team around it anyway. They kind of
well, they moved the fences moved in, so it's a little bit easier to hit there now, but it used to be the best pitching park
by far
in the entire league. Yep.
I'll throw you a curveball. I think usually I use TGIF to talk golf, and frankly, I could do that again because the U.S. Women's Open is on. And
Brandel Chambly is talking.
And you've also got the memorial at Muirfield Village. But I'm not going to do that. I really want to see the Pacers close the show. For a variety of reasons, but the main one is I just think Saturday night, tomorrow night, I want them to make sure this thing doesn't go seven, doesn't go back to New York. I think they're the better team ultimately, and I just think it's incredible, it's surreal to say out loud, NBA finalist Indiana Pacers, helped greatly by one of their most important seven players, Pittsburgh native TJ McConnell, gear up to face powerhouse Oklahoma City Thunder. Like, I can't stress for an area that has produced so little major, major college basketball talent how surreal it is to watch him come off the bench. And not only I expect good things to happen, the whole crowd in Indiana expects good things to happen. What, I know they lost the game, and I jinxed them with, like, the TJ is the winner tweet, but he came into that game and just absolutely cooked the Knicks.
And every opposing fan base hates him because he's, like, the little white guy. Then everyone gets pissed because he's better than they think
but
he
he's,
should
be. But he's a very good athlete, and he has a very hard to defend. Like, everybody knows what he's going to do. He's going to penetrate into the lane and either look for a kick-out three, or he's going to shoot that little, like, extra half-beat floater that he shoots where he holds onto the ball longer than you think he should.
Yep.
No one can block it. I just, it's a joy for me as a basketball guy to watch somebody from here who's not like a 6'10 dude with an 8-foot wingspan going out there and just kicking ass in the NBA. He is a an objectively good NBA player.
Kristen wanted to know if intern Dom is still going to effort to get Livy done on the morning show this weekend. Is that still something you're trying to do? Is that monetary offer from Crowley still up for grabs, or did time expire on that, Dom?
Well, what I can say is that if the money offer from Crowley is still on the table, then I can guarantee that I will get her. But if he doesn't,
a guarantee, Chris.
Yep.
Yeah, you ain't. You shouldn't guarantee anything.
I'm guaranteeing it.
What's
your strategy going to be? That you call and use your normal voice?
Well, he actually has a great strategy, but
she assumes it's one of her friends calling.
So how much money is it again?
$5,000.
So Crowley has offered you $5,000 if you can get Livy done on the morning show with them.
Yes, and if he sticks by that and legitimately gives me $5,000, I am 99% sure that I can get her.
And why is that? You get the money before you.
Well, hold on. Let's hear him out on this.
Okay.
And why are you so confident?
Am I allowed to say the strategy that you helped concoct with me?
Wait, I think I know what it is.
Sure, go ahead.
So Crowley gives me $5,000. I then get Livy's PR people or whoever represents her and say, if you can give me Livy Dunn to be a guest on the morning show, I will give you $3,000 as like a paid spot. From the $3,000 Crowley gave me, I get $2,000.
Yeah.
Everybody's the wiser.
I agree with that because I gave him that idea. First of all,
I think you start at $2,500 though, Dom. Try to skim a little extra off the top. In fact, I think she'd do it for $2,000 and you could keep three.
And I think it would legitimately work.
God, what an unbelievable show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Strategy that would be.
You know Crowley's not doing it, though.
Does Crowley have, I mean, he's got $5,000 to just throw around like that? That's
bounty
money.
That's the thing about it to stop. That's the thing about it that, like.
We say it about Pomp all the time.
I'm not Pomp.
When we're talking about people who are worth like $200 million, we're like, well, that's Pomp territory.
That's the, yes, not Pony. That's the thing about the offer that had me so startled. Crowley's just got $5,000 to throw around, dude. Like, I guess I'm not familiar with his game. I didn't know that Crowley had some, like, mountain, like, reserve of money that he just has sitting around. I think he said his dad sold caskets for a living. Was that such a lucrative
I bet you that
business?
Is actually, I bet you it is a lucrative business. Think of how nice those are and, like, the really high-end
True.
Ones, probably 10, 15 grand a casket.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris.
He ain't selling pine boxes that are unfinished.
True.
You know?
I think it's
so
all
that's
just
the fortune that he's inheriting, the casket fortune? The Crowley casket fortune?
I think it's just showing how little faith Crowley has in me as a producer.
What do you mean?
That he's willing to put out
such a high number.
Right, because he knows like that can't come through.
Like, if you thought there's no way somebody could beat you in a wrestling match, you'd put $10,000
True, but then if he does,
he's got to pay up?
Yeah.
I think he would be more at peace with it if he knew half of it went to booking Livy. And he would appreciate that you're like an enterprising young man.
No, I disagree. If I were Crowley, I'd be pissed. Because if I were Adam, I could have come up with the idea on my own to just cut out the Dom middleman and offer the $3,000 or $2,500, then I'm out only $2,500, not $5,000.
I texted Crowley and I said, does the $5,000 Livy Dunn deal still stand? And he texted me, I do not have $5,000 to give you unless I want to get divorced.
Yeah, that's a little more on brand for what I expected out of Crowley, if I'm being honest. And his wife, Leanna, is absolutely lovely and probably would divorce
her. Oh, I would love to be hiding in the closet when he came home and told her, hey, good news, we had Livy Dunn. Bad news, I'm out $5,000.
Bad news, the kids are not going to private school. Eric Hagman has come out of the woodwork.
To rip you for Penn State stuff?
I don't know. You saw that screenshot I posted where it just happened, the tweet I sent about them that was like, it pains me to say this, but they have zero reason to play Pitt.
Yep.
It reached 13.9 thousand views. I said, it's a sign. And Eric, who just loves to twist the knife, said, let us know when it hits 51.6. Good line.
Penn State, Pitt.
Yeah, good line. But Eric likes to spike the football a lot.
What if you came back with just a screenshot of the final score from Notre Dame, Penn State?
It's not Pitt doing that
deed.
Yeah,
true.
It's not. I mean, I enjoyed watching it happen, but.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't fire back with somebody else.
Yeah, good point.
That's stolen valor
there. Yeah, I agree. All right. Quick timeout, then we'll be back with the hodgepodge. We're live at Piatta Italian Street Food, North Fayette, The Point. Still have time to stop by and make a donation to our great cause, which is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, which is going to take place on Thursday, but we're collecting proceeds right now for volunteer fire departments. If you're want something to eat, this is a great place to do it. We got Piatta Pocket cards, so you can get one for free. And we also have T-shirts we're giving away with a $20 donation. Quick timeout, then we're right back on the Fan. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Unlike here in Pittsburgh, not a cloud in the sky in San Diego. Temperatures will be in the 60s. For tonight's Pirates-Padres game, Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. We are at Piatta, Italian Street Food in North Fayette, The Point. There's still 10 minutes left for you to get down here and make a donation to our great Fan 5-Alarm Marathon drive for volunteer fire departments in Pittsburgh. Our Fill the Boot, it's awfully close to full. I mean, we've had so many people that have graciously come down here. Joe Smeltzer's mom, America's sweetheart. Joe Smeltzer, the great Penn State beat man, his mom is here and chatting it up and made a nice donation and
Joe
is getting herself a shirt.
Joe Smeltzer is a guy who's going to get the numbers right every single time. Joe started his internet career famously correcting me when I would write things for Yard Barker that he disagreed with. Did not do it with a lot of tact.
He's an antagonist.
Oh, he went after – well, Donnie has told us that he likes to antagonize, but then – a taste of his own medicine doesn't go down very smooth.
It is time for a hodgepodge brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomeninajunktruck.com. Thank you.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
All right. Jason Mackey follows us. He's having a guest on from the Washington Post to talk about the potential of Mitch Love becoming the next Penguins head coach. He is a Capitals assistant.
I thought he was somebody else their AHL coach?
I thought he was their assistant coach. I might be wrong.
I think Todd Nelson. Does that ring a bell for the Hershey Bears, maybe?
Todd Nelson coaching the NHL, yeah. But that's not the story here.
Okay.
The story is how Mitch Love looks like a Craig Riley that has done some hard living. And he pointed that out to me.
Oh, my God, dude. He looks like Craig Riley if Craig was a train robber.
No, you minimize that picture.
Okay.
It's our boss, Craig Riley. Look at that one down there.
Oh, man.
Do you
dude.
See it?
Yes.
I totally see it. I completely see it, man.
Much like me getting compared to Paul Mahalem, though, it's bad for Craig that he's getting compared to a guy whose nose has been clearly broken like 8 times.
Well, that's what I mean.
They compared me to Mahalem after his face got put back together.
If Craig – yeah, that's not good. But if Craig had some
– wait, hold on. I'm going to lose this before I – if I don't say it now, did I ever tell you that when I was an intern at WTAE in 2006,
yeah,
that was in a period of transition for the sports department. So JB, John Burton, was like my boss. Guy Junker was in there, and I was just taking...
Oh, that sounds
like,
fun.
Well, Andrew Stocky had moved to news, right? So they had a rotating cast of like part-timers filling in.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Benz, so all of these guys, I was at their beck and call, whoever was on that night, I had to do what they were asking, and they were all very cool, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Benz goes, hey, man, can you go down to the Pirates? Mahalem's pitching or whatever, but he'll be available before the game or something, or he just pitched last night. Can you just talk to him about his recovery from getting hit in the face with a line drive? And it was like a newsy enough story, but no one else, I think, was going to be asking him. And whatever, some confluence of circumstances cropped up where it didn't happen to go off that way.
Did he?
I was petrified that I was going to have to ask this guy, hey, remember when you thought you might die? You got hit in the face with a line drive? You just got smoked? How's it been recovering from that?
So you never had a chance to see him face to face and bring up the fact that you guys
did that. Anyway, that was a Benzie aside. Well, no, what were you going to say about Mitch Love here? I got my take off there.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
I'm regretting already at the beginning of the show doing like kind of a sober, honest Chris Mueller opinion where I said, "Hey, it pains me to say this about the state of college football, but it is what it is." There is no good reason for Penn State to play Pitt.
Why is that?
Because now the Penn State fans, I would say it's the lunatic fringe, but how can it be the fringe when it's the whole fan base acting like this,
mm-hmm.
have come out of the woodwork to say, glad you finally figured it out, moron, and stuff like that. You know, your typical like condescending Penn State attitude. Most of them didn't even seem to read the tweet, which basically said, it sucks that it has to be this way, but it's much more a thing about the state of college football and the nature of getting into the playoff and the nature of this expanded Big Ten. They're all taking a victory lap saying, finally, Chris, you've admitted, Pitt just isn't on their level. I said that for years. What are we talking about?
Well, hold on a second.
We got so much spiking of the football done by people who I think read at a fifth grade level.
Well, but they're missing the point made by you, which is it's actually a compliment to Pitt because Pitt is so much better than the jabronis that Penn State plays in the non-conference.
There was a lot of layers to the tweet, but I don't expect your average Penn State fan to be able to comprehend them. I got to get my digs back, and when you get people like Gorski Lion tweeting you.
Matt Gorski.
Yeah, Gorski Lion and Hagman's getting in there.
Did you know that intern Dom he's pulling a Mueller? He was always a Penn State fan, like you were always a Pitt fan.
Yeah.
And even though he's at Syracuse, he is not a Syracuse football fan.
Oh,
he is
good.
A Pitt football fan.
Good.
I mean, a Penn State football
good.
Fan.
I don't like that he roots for Penn State, but I'm glad that he has some team integrity here. Now, is he rooting for the basketball team? Because there's not much to write home about
there
at Syracuse either.
I root for Penn State football and Syracuse basketball.
Have you always had those allegiances, though? So you weren't, like, just foaming at the mouth when Taylor Battle ended a long string of futility?
I was not. I mean, I guess I always liked Penn State football and Syracuse basketball more so whenever I knew that's where I wanted to go.
Well, wait a minute, though. Here's the thing. I'm going to excuse him here because it sounds to me like he never had a favorite college basketball team. So when he went to the school, he just took on that team.
Correct.
So it's not like he gave up on a college basketball team to become a Syracuse fan. Do you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
He had always been a Pitt basketball fan, then he goes to Syracuse.
Yeah, I think that would have been a tough look. No, that's fine. I always think about how sympathetic the Penn State team was when I got there when Ed DeChellis took over. Their starting five, Dom, if you can imagine this, went down to Rec Hall, which was not what it is now. They hadn't gussied it up. Was trying to get summer league runs in against like just good athletic dudes playing at Rec Hall in the summer. Reports, apocryphal pony, but I like to think that they were true, of like Jan Jagla and Ben Luber.
Oh, you love telling this story.
Getting absolutely worked over by random groups of like Rec League, good Rec League players. Very believable if you saw that Penn State
team
play.
The worst case of changing fan allegiances happened with one of my roommates in college. So it's actually ironic because, not ironic, it's interesting because his first roommate lives here. So my friend Anthony Marini is from Providence.
Oh, I know. Yes, Tony Marini.
His roommate, Brendan Hart, went to high school with him. Brendan now lives here. His wife's from Pittsburgh, so he texts from time to time and listens when he can. So they came from the same place. They lived together freshman year. Mm-hmm. When he lived in Rhode Island, Anthony, he was a Yankees fan.
Okay.
So this is at the height of the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry.
Oh, no.
So he's a Yankee fan in enemy territory when he's in high school.
Sure.
The second he gets to college, because he's a kid from New England, he switches it up and becomes a Red Sox fan.
To what end?
He gets rid of all the Yankee gear in his closet.
To what end?
To what end? Because his whole take was, I'm in college, I'm allowed to create a new identity for himself. So he made the decision.
Syracuse has majority Yankees fans, if it has anything?
I mean, Dom would know better now because he's there, but to be honest with you, none. When I was in, you're talking about the city or the school?
Like fans at Syracuse University students, who do they favor if you had to pick a baseball team?
I mean, probably Yankees, but there's a ton of Boston kids there. There's a lot of Boston, Philly, and in New York.
Okay, my thought was maybe that this kid, when he was in Rhode Island, Marini, he wanted to be a contrarian. So
yes, that
Yankees.
Is why he did. That's exactly why he did.
And then he tried to sense which way the winds were blowing, and he thought, there's enough Yankees fans here at Syracuse that I want to be a troll.
I think he felt like he would not get respected by people as a kid from Rhode Island who rooted for the Yankees in college.
So he just switched.
So he switched.
Took the easy way.
So the year before, think about this. The year before, when Aaron Boone hit that home run to beat the Red Sox, he loved it.
The year after.
Next year, Red Sox blow a 3-0, or Yankees blow a 3-0 series
lead.
He loved that.
Absolutely shameful behavior.
I agree.
I don't care if his dad works in construction.
I agree.
I'm going to call the kid out here.
I think it's honestly it's the worst sports fan 180 I've ever seen in my life.
The only thing that would rival it is somebody saying, you know, I love my Duke basketball, and the next year they're putting on a Tar Heels jersey. If Brooke Pryor called us up and said, guys, I have an announcement and it's not about the Steelers, I have renounced, I have hung up my Stackhouse jersey, and I am picking up a Trajan Langdon jersey, that's it.
That would be like if a kid from Pittsburgh in 2017 rooted for the Penguins to beat the Capitals, then the next year went to school at like George Washington or Georgetown, became a Capitals fan, and then rooted for the Penguins
to
lose. Something like that.
How about I rooted for the Penguins in 2009, I couldn't believe they beat the Flyers the way they did, and then by 2012, oh, go Flyers, go!
All right.
This is a hodgepodge.
Thank you.
Oh, Dom, are you trying to get your dicks
Dom,
in
get
here?
One, get,
come on.
Dom,
no, no,
Dom,
no.
Get one
you
take
did
in
one
here.
Of the funniest headlines I've ever heard in my life, so if you've got anything just sitting at the top of your mind.
I actually have a prediction on Dom.
Okay.
I think he's going to cry tomorrow.
What?
Cry.
Brother's high school graduation. I think he's going to cry.
No. I don't think
yes.
I'm going to cry.
Very close to your brother. Is he going to Ohio State, by the way?
No, he's going to Duquesne for teaching.
What?
He switched up what he wants to do.
Good for him. Teaching's a noble profession where you get a ton of people who don't know how much work goes into
Are you saying
it.
That because your mom's probably listening right now?
Well, no, she's probably not listening right now, but, I mean, you get a lot of people who moan and groan and, you know, complain about everything that teachers do while they're just trying to educate your kid, who's probably a little monster in most cases. That's the truth.
All right. Well, have fun at that tomorrow, Dom.
Shout out to Piotta. This was fun. And
it
shout
was.
Out to everybody who came through. Marissa, who's the marketing coordinator there, she's awesome. She's a volunteer firefighter in Penn Hills, so this is very circular. We had a ton of people, Pony.
We did.
Come out and throw money in the boot, so we appreciate all you guys who did that.
Mackie is up next, then Jeff will have the leadoff show. We'll talk Monday at 2 p.m. Team signing off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.